Coming up on today's episode of the Locked On Bucks podcast, I dive into the playoff picture and talk about a massive upset in the NFL on Monday, as well as take a voicemail from one of our loyal listeners. All that and more on today's episode of the Locked On Bucks podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, and welcome back to the Locked On Bucks podcast, brought to you by Pepsi. This football season will be different, and Pepsi's here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch this season. Pepsi's the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. I am James Yarko, flying solo without my regular co-host David Harrison, as I do every Tuesday. But you can check out everything that David and I are doing over at BucksNation.com. Make sure you follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JYarko underscore Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at Bucks underscore Nation. We are going to dive in to talking about playoff scenarios for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. As things stand right now, the Buccaneers are a playoff team. Now, a lot can happen between now and January. You have four games remaining. You have the Falcons twice, and then you got the Minnesota Vikings this week. You have the Detroit Lions the day after Christmas. So a lot can happen. A lot can change. But we're in that uncharted territory over the course of the last decade where we're taking a look at teams outside of the Buccaneers to root for or root against on a week-to-week basis to try to root for the best seeding possible for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you take a look at the way that things are set up. Look, I know it stinks, but the New Orleans Saints are going to win the division. There's really no doubt about it, barring any kind of monumental collapse. You're talking about the Saints yet again being the NFC South champion. Coming up this week, they are at Philadelphia. Follow that up with a game at home against Kansas City. Then they are home against the Minnesota Vikings and rounding things out at the Carolina Panthers. I don't see them dropping, three out of the next four, or even you would need them to drop all four because they do have that tiebreaker with the Buccaneers. So I don't see that happening. A win against Philadelphia this week will clinch the division for them. But you take a look around the rest of the NFC, and as things stand right now, the Washington football team coming off a huge, huge upset of the Pittsburgh Steelers in Heinz Field. In fact, in Heinz Field, when the Pittsburgh Steelers held a 14-point lead, they were 78-1-1. They held a 14-point lead in that game, but Alex Smith, kudos to that guy. I have nothing but admiration and respect for Alex Smith, watching the way he battled back after that gruesome leg injury and everything that came with it. To have the Washington football team now in a position where they could even get all the way back to 500 is really, really impressive. And yeah, I'm rooting for them to win the division. I think it would be great for them. It's a great story. But you also have a three-team race in the NFC West. You have Seattle, you have Los Angeles, you have Arizona, all of them in line for playoff spots right now out of the NFC South. As I mentioned, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, and out of the NFC North, Green Bay, and then Minnesota is still in it. They are not out of it, but they desperately need a win against the Buccaneers on Sunday if they are going to make that happen. So we're going to dive into all of that. On yesterday's episode, David had mentioned that I was rooting for the Cardinals against the Rams. He was rooting for the Rams against the Cardinals, try to get that game of separation. And one thing that I wanted to mention, but we were short on time, was I didn't care who won the game yesterday between the Cardinals and Rams. I understood getting a game of separation with the Cardinals rather than having them packed in with the Bucks and the Rams, all together. All I want is the Rams and the Cardinals to split. That's what we need. That's what I was rooting for, because we're going to dive into all of that here in just a minute, but the Los Angeles Rams hold the key to everything for the Buccaneers in terms of playoff seeding. So, before we dive into all that and we get to a voicemail in segment three, of course, we have to give another shout out to our good friends over at Pepsi. Thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play professional football. But instead of entering the NFL, they join another league, the League of Football Watchers. This football season will be different, and Pepsi's here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch. Pepsi's the refreshment you need to power through any game day, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi. Pepsi, made for football watching. It's a Tuesday edition here of the Locked On Bucks podcast. We are talking playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Yep, that's right, Jim Mora Sr. We are talking playoffs. So here's the deal, Bucks fans. We know who's coming up on the schedule. We know what the Buccaneers need to do. They need to go out. They need to sweep the last quarter of the season. That will make life so much easier on everyone. But it all starts this Sunday with a game against the Minnesota Vikings. Now, as I said in segment one, the Los Angeles Rams are the key to everything. And here's what the Rams have coming up. They host the New England Patriots this coming week. Week 15, they host the New York Jets. Week 16, they are at the Seahawks. And week 17, they host the Arizona Cardinals. Here's what you need to do. The Los Angeles Rams are currently sitting at 8-4, along with the Seattle Seahawks. The Arizona Cardinals are 6-6, Minnesota 6-6, Tampa Bay is 7-5. It does not matter which games they are. All that matters is that Los Angeles goes 2-2 in the next four games. That's it. That's all you need. It doesn't matter if they lose to the Patriots and the Jets and they beat their divisional opponents in Seattle and Arizona. It doesn't matter if they lose to the Patriots and lose to the Seahawks. They can lose to the Patriots and the Cardinals. They can lose to the Jets and the Cardinals. Does not matter. All that matters is if Tampa Bay wins their next four and the Los Angeles Rams go 2-2 in the final quarter of the season, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be in the fifth seed and play at the winner of the NFC East. Right now, that is a two-team race between the Washington football team and the New York Giants, both sitting at 5-7. Washington does have the tiebreaker as it stands right now. But if you are rooting for the Bucs to get to play the winner of the NFC East, you have to have Los Angeles go 2-2 in the final four games of the season. Now, let's say the Bucs were to lose this weekend to the Arizona Cardinals. They finish at 10-6. We'll say that Arizona wins their matchup against the New York Giants this week. They win their matchup against the Eagles in week 15. They win their matchup against the 49ers in week 16. And they win out and they beat the Los Angeles Rams in week 17. Now you have Arizona finishing at 10-6. You have Los Angeles at 10-6. And you have Tampa Bay at 10-6. Guess what? Now Tampa falls all the way down to the 7 seed, and they're playing, as it stands now, at Green Bay. I don't know about you. I would much rather play at New York or at Washington than at Green Bay in the wild card weekend in the first round of these NFL playoffs. That just sounds like a complete and total nightmare, having to go up to Green Bay and play in that snow. And I'm not saying it can't snow you know, in Washington or in New York, but that snow in Lambeau is something totally different, and I don't want to mess with it. I have zero interest in seeing how that could potentially play out for the Buccaneers. Now, as I mentioned in segment one, the Minnesota Vikings can keep their playoff hopes alive with a win in Tampa this week. Now, let's continue to play this little game. Minnesota wins this week, so the Bucs can max out at 10-6. Week 15, you have the Vikings hosting the Bears. Let's say they win that one. Week 16, they are at New Orleans. We're going to chalk that one up as a loss. Week 17, they are at the Detroit Lions. So if the Vikings finish 3-1 down the stretch, you know, assuming that starts with a win against the Buccaneers on Sunday, they could actually potentially bump the Arizona Cardinals out of the playoffs and sneak in there as the 7 seed and play the Green Bay Packers in week 1. Tampa would then be the 6 seed playing at Seattle. Los Angeles at the 5 seed playing at Washington. Those projections, of course, Los Angeles 11-5, Tampa 10-6, Minnesota at 9-7. There's a lot of different combinations, but what it all really boils down to is the Bucs are fighting for the 5, 6, or 7 seed. We're going to keep playing this game just a little bit longer before we move on. Let's say the Vikings do exactly what I just said. They finish out at 3-1 with a win over the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are 10-6. They beat Atlanta. They beat Detroit. They beat Atlanta. No problem. Los Angeles does that 2-2 split that we talked about. Okay, so they split with the Cardinals and lose to them in week 17. All of a sudden, Arizona now 10-6. They're the 5 seed playing at Washington. Los Angeles is the 6 seed playing division rival Seattle. Tampa, you're back down to that 7 seed playing the Green Bay Packers. So a lot of these simulations, a lot of these scenarios, if the Bucs finish 10-6, you're looking at the 7 seed. The Bucs really, really need to win out in order to, you know, not have to go to Green Bay. Again, if Los Angeles were to beat Arizona in the final week of the season in these scenarios, now the Bucs are up at the 6 seed with that 10-6 record. But it's tough sledding, guys. It really is tough sledding. You could even flip-flop the Rams and Seattle game in week 16. Let's say the Rams win that, finish 11-5. They win the division. Now Seattle's the 5 seed at 11-5. Arizona's the 6 seed at 10-6. Tampa is the 7 seed at 10-6. I honestly don't know what the tiebreaker is for that, but it's... there are just so many different variables, but these are the kinds of things that we start heading into this level of the season looking for. You're rooting for your Buccaneers, obviously, but now you start to look around the league, and that's why Scott Smith over at Buccaneers.com had that article up of the viewing guide for Buccaneers fans. You start to look around the league at these different matchups and say, how do these impact the Buccaneers? Who do I need to root for to help the Buccaneers in the best position possible? And again, I'll say it over and over and over again. It all boils down to the Los Angeles Rams. You need the Rams to go 2-2 down the stretch. It does not matter the combination. You need them to go 2-2 down the stretch, and things have to start with a win against the Minnesota Vikings for the Buccaneers. This Sunday. Coming up next, we are going to be joined by a loyal listener who sent in a voicemail. But first, we have to talk about our good friends over at Built Go. Whether it's a mental or a physical wall, break through it with Go every day. They are easy to take in 1.5-ounce packages. You can put it in your briefcase, your backpack, your purse, your gym bag, whatever you need to transport it in, you can easily pack it away. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market. It's a 5-hour energy without the same crash feeling. Plus, it's natural, so it's better for your body. It's like drinking a Monster energy drink, only with a third of the caffeine and better results. Built Go combines energy gel with collagen protein, which is a fast-absorbing protein, and it gets into your system quickly, as well as being easy on the stomach. Collagen promotes joint, soft tissue, hair, and skin health, so this stuff literally makes you look better. Comes in three delicious flavors, peanut butter honey, chocolate coconut, and chocolate mint. Go to BuiltGo.com and use promo code LOCKED to receive 20% off your next order. Again, use promo code LOCKED for 20% off at BuiltGo.com. Let's go! Wrapping things up here on a Tuesday edition of the Locked On Bucks podcast. I hope I got the message across in segment two as we were going through these different playoff scenarios and kind of your rooting guide for the remainder of the season. But here now I'm going to be joined by one of our loyal listeners, one of our loyal callers, who was taking in the NFL action over the weekend and had this to say.
Hey guys, it's Yusuf out here in Phoenix. So just been watching Red Zone all day, looking at the games, getting ready for this upcoming week against the Vikings. Watched that game pretty close the other day to see, you know, kind of scouting out what's going on with them. And, you know, no matter how the season ends and those last four games happen, you know, it's been an exciting year. I've been a Tom Brady fan for pretty much his entire career in the NFL, and I never would have thought that he would have come to Tampa, but it's been an exciting year either way with all the drama, all the national attention. I'm excited for these last four games. Hopefully we can make a big push and get into the playoffs. I was sad to see that the Vikings don't lose, so they're still kind of on our tail, which makes that next game or this next game against them huge. Because if we have to, that's a must win for us. So I'm excited what the next four games are to bring. I know I've been critical these last, you know, few weeks of the defense, and you know, but with all that being said, you know, I'm still being positive, staying positive, and I'm not getting too low or too high. So looking forward to this upcoming week, looking forward to the preview, the crossover with the Vikings over there. So I'm just it's a new week. Hopefully the Bucks are refreshed and ready to go. See you guys. Go Bucks.
Yusuf, as always, thank you very much for the call. It is certainly appreciated. I appreciate you jumping in and being my honorary co-host for this episode, at least for this segment. And yeah, you know what? You can kind of take a breath now. You can sit back. And even though this season didn't go the way a lot of people were hoping that it did, it's still, as of now, a successful season. Your team has a winning record. They are in the playoff hunt. And it's been a crazy year. I don't have to tell you guys that. It's been a crazy offseason for football. We're lucky to have football at all right now. And I will say this, as of this recording anyway, kudos to the Buccaneers. We have seen COVID run rampant through the NFL. It's hit the Titans. It's hit the Ravens multiple times. We saw a game, you know, get delayed four different times and postponed and played nearly a week after its originally scheduled kickoff time. You're seeing the Carolina Panthers now coming off a bye with multiple positive COVID tests, other people having to take those tests for being at-risk exposure and all that. None of that. Coming out of the Buccaneers, it appears, as of now, again, that the Buccaneers are doing what they are supposed to do and what they need to do to try to field the healthiest team possible and not have things get derailed these last four games by positive COVID tests. So kudos to them. Whatever they're doing, whatever they're preaching in that building, it's working. Because, you know, they very well could have come out of this bye week looking like the Panthers and having six or eight or however many it was positive tests. And instead, they're just back to work. It's just another week. They're getting ready for the Minnesota Vikings. But you take a step back. and you take a look at how all of this unfolded. And remember, when free agency was starting, that was when the quarantine was really kicking in. That was when the initial shutdown was really going into high gear, and it seems like forever ago. It seems like the free agency starting period for 2020 was 5 years ago. But you go back and you think at how the Tom Brady saga unfolded. The post on Instagram where he thanked Patriots fans and he thanked Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick and his teammates, and it was clear that he was leaving the New England Patriots. And you think about the whirlwind that created. Where could he go? Where could he go? Where could he go? And everybody was talking about the Chargers. They'd be like, oh, the Buccaneers make a little bit of sense too, but look at the Chargers. Look at the Chargers. He could go out to LA. He's got this movie production company, and he's teamed up with the Russo brothers and yada, yada, yada. And he comes to Tampa Bay. And the media storm that comes with it and the attention focused on this team, look at what it's done for some of the players on this team. Look at the spotlight that Lavonte David has now. Look at the spotlight that Devin White has. Look at the spotlight. And it's not that Mike Evans didn't have a spotlight before, but look at the one he has now. And Chris Godwin. It's really shined a light on some of these guys who had earned that level of attention before, but didn't get it because you were talking about a consistent, poor to average football team that was never in the playoff hunt come Thanksgiving. And Tom Brady brought that attention. So if nothing else, if you take nothing else away from this season, you can take away the fact that we don't have to talk about Lavonte David being the most underrated player in the NFL because he doesn't get the attention that he deserves. He's getting the attention and he's living up to it. We don't have to talk about, you know, Mike Evans being underrated or Ali Marpet being underrated because they're getting the attention they deserve. And it's because you have somebody like Tom Brady coming in to this organization. Then you fast forward the clock a little bit, and I still distinctly remember this. You know, a lot of you know, but for the new listeners, my day job means that I get up in the middle of the night. And I work early in the mornings, come home, I take a nap in the afternoon, and then I come down into my office, I record the show with David. I remember waking up from my nap and getting the Twitter notification from Ian Rappaport that the Buccaneers were basically looking at getting Rob Gronkowski. Gronk was looking into coming out of retirement, and the Buccaneers were talking about potentially facilitating a trade to acquire Rob Gronkowski. So I get up, I come down into my office, I type up the story about Rappaport's report. I walk out the door of my office, I walk around the corner, and then I did the Grandpa Simpson GIF moment, where as soon as I walked around the corner, I get the notification, trade is done, Rob Gronkowski is going to the Buccaneers. So I spin around, I come right back into my office, and I type up the story for BucksNation.com. So you bring in Brady, you bring in Gronk, then you have the whirlwind of O.J. Howard's going to get traded. O.J. Howard's going to get traded. It's going to be a draft day trade, yada, yada, yada. That doesn't happen. And early in the season, O.J. Howard was the tight end of choice. But you have the attention. You have the focus on the Buccaneers from Good Morning Football and First Take and you know all of those shows, which is a blessing and a curse all at the same time because it did create those expectations that the Buccaneers were going to come out of the chute just, you know, scoring 50 points a game and look at all these weapons and they should go. I even said they would go 13-3. You know, they were, as Bruce Arians said, they were trying to give them the Lombardi Trophy in June. And it just doesn't work that way, especially not this year with no OTAs, no rookie minicamp, an abbreviated training camp, no preseason. And we've kind of seen the ebbs and flows of that all year long, where this Buccaneers team looks completely and utterly unstoppable, that there isn't a single team in the league that could keep up with the offense or score on the defense. Then you have those moments where it's like, guys, what are we doing? What are these play calls? What is going on with the offense? What is the defense doing? They can't even stop a nosebleed right now. And you're seeing the ebbs and flows of how this season truly is. And it's been just different. There's no other way to put it. It's just been different. But I think when the season is over, no matter how it ends, well, as long as there's a playoff berth involved there, I'm not going to say if this ends with losing their final four and finishing the season 7-9, you know, there will be pitchforks and torches and hell to pay. But I think if this team gets into the playoffs, that's it. Just gets into the playoffs. No matter how this year ends, once you get the bitter taste out of your mouth of a potential playoff defeat, you'll look back on this year and think, wow, this really was an entertaining year from the moment they got Tom Brady. You know, it gave us a nice distraction from all of the negativity and all of the scary things going on in the world from the time that we were told, stay in your house. It's been fun watching the social media team for the Buccaneers do these videos with Brady and Gronk and do these cut-ups and just do a phenomenal job. And it's been fun to watch the mic'd up segments. And it's been fun to watch the growth of Devin White. This has been a fun season. We got four games left. Hopefully it ends, you know, on a positive note. But Youssef, you're 100% right. You look back on everything that has transpired for these Buccaneers, and it has been fun. It has been exciting. You go in every week thinking, our team has a chance to win this game. You go into every week thinking, this is a playoff team. I want to see them put on a playoff performance. And you know that at the drop of a hat, at the snap of a finger, this team can turn it on. You just hope now that they get some level of consistency and they don't have to just turn it on. They walk onto the field and it's already turned up to 11. So with that, I am going to get out of here. I'll be joined again with David tomorrow. And then, of course, we have the Crossover Thursday episode coming up with David and Locked On Vikings host Luke Braun. That will be an interesting one. Look, I said this was a favorable schedule down the stretch. This Vikings game is the one that I have circled as the toughest and the scariest. The Bucs have to come out of here with a win. The Vikings have to upset the Buccaneers if they are going to keep their playoff hopes alive. It's going to be an exciting game to watch. So more on that tomorrow when I'm rejoined by David and, of course, on the Crossover Thursday episode. But until then, please send us your voicemails to 813-444-5841. Check out everything going on over at BucksNation.com. Make sure you follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JArco_Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at Bucks_Nation. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding day. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, be good to each other. And we thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.